Welcome to the Meatball Show, Meatball.
Welcome back to the Meatball Pod. So we had a little break, and I have to say my holidays were amazing. I really, really had such a great time.
Oh, we're in the new year. Welcome to 2024. Yeah. I feel like this is going to be a crazy freaking year with the aliens at the mall, which we cannot talk about. We're already seeing aliens. I feel like the storms are crazy. This year is going to be wild. I just feel it.
Yeah, I feel like 2024 is coming in hot.
It's coming really hot.
Like, I feel like the next day, there was earthquakes in Japan and tsunamis.
Dude, what is happening?
All around the freaking world. And then, like, there's a volcano ready to erupt somewhere. I'm like, what is happening? It's one day into 2024. And then, I mean, I'm going to talk about it. What happened in Miami, I was like, what in the world is going on in Miami?
Oh, yeah. I've been down the rabbit hole, and I'm, like, sending you things. Shit is going down this year.
It's very – I this alien stuff is, like, crazy pants. First of all – you don't send 100 million cop cars to a mall over kids with fireworks. And then you also don't shut down, like, airspace.
No, you don't shut down the airport for kids fighting at the mall. I'm sorry. But you're all lying and we're not stupid.
Yeah. And then, like, you have, like, all these TikTok eyewitnesses coming out now. And they all, but they all have the same story. Like, these aliens were, like, kind of, like, coming in and out. They were, like, kind of, like, in, like, two dimensions.
Yeah, like buffering.
Yeah.
So, and I could tell because one of the TikToks, the guy, he doesn't, like, have any TikToks. Like, you can tell he's not doing it for clout. Like, he really just wanted to tell a story. And the TikToks that I saw of the people telling their story, they look freaking terrified. And they're grown men.
Yeah.
They look
scared.
And
they're like, sorry I didn't get my phone out, but, like, I just saw something supernatural and I was freaking scared shitless.
Oh, yeah. So everyone's so annoying about the phones and, like, proof. Like, yeah, it would be nice to, like, see stuff. But when you're in that, like, fight or flight and, like, terrified and you think you're seeing, like, a demon alien, do you think you're going to take your phone out and be like, oh, cool? Like, no, you're going to run for your freaking life.
Oh, yeah. I'd be freaking out.
Yeah, no, I'm not pulling my phone out. I'm going to be trying to save myself.
Like, the craziest thing. So this one guy, he came out. He was, like, one of the first eyewitnesses. And he said, like, what he saw, which was, like, the same thing that everybody else is saying. And it was, like, a grown-ass man. And he was, like, the eye contact was great. Like, I believed him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next day, he puts out something. You know what? I've never actually been to Miami. And he looked freaking terrified. I feel like somebody visited him.
And was, the Men in Black. The Men in Black are real. They definitely went to his house and, like, threatened his life and his family.
Like, listen, you. Mm-hmm. You're going to go back on TikTok and you're going to tell them that you're lying. Because this man was like, you know what? You guys are believing me. I've never even been to Miami. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, this. And he was, like, not looking at the camera this time. Like, he looked like he was, like, just doing it to do it because he had to, because or he'd be killed or something.
Yeah, no, we're not dumb anymore. And just stop hiding it. Tell the fucking truth because it's 2024. And I think we're actually going to see them this year.
I think so, too.
Like, I have a good feeling.
And also, like, sorry, guys, I'm also getting over a cold, so I have a little post-nasal drip.
Post-nasal drip.
But I'm, like, confused with these aliens. Like, did they come here accidentally? Because they were saying, some people were saying, like, they were walking around like they were, like, lost.
Because the coordinates.
Yeah, so you sent me something about coordinates.
Oh, my God, insane, Day. It all makes sense.
What did the lady say in it? That the coordinates were backwards?
So everyone thinks they came through, like, a portal, a dimension. And one of the videos, you kind of, like, see it. I believe in all this stuff. So does D. I mean, doing all this research and everything. And, like, NASA, they found life on another planet. They're eventually going to show us. Like, everything's going to come to fruition. And we're going to see everything. But they came through a portal, and I guess they put in the wrong coordinates because the coordinates to the Miami Mall, if you, like, do it backwards or you flip the coordinates go right to Antarctica. In Antarctica, that's where they all fucking are. Under the ice, they're in caves. They've been there for freaking years. That's where they live. That's like, their home base. So they did the wrong coordinates. This alien must have been a meatball. He must have had a meatball day.
He's fired.
he put in the wrong coordinates, and that's why they look confused walking around. Like, where the fuck are we? This is Antarctica.
That alien got fired, probably. He's never allowed to work the portal again.
That alien was a meatball, I'm telling you right now.
He's like,
telling
shit.
You right now.
Me also think, was that lady not crazy? Maybe this
the lady. I never thought she was crazy. And when she did her little speech on the internet saying, you know, she didn't see anything, whatever. No, she did. They got to her too. She saw something. She was terrified.
A lot of people are saying that she's AI generated. Like the girl that we keep seeing is like AI generated, and the other girl is like gone.
Like they killed her.
Maybe. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, because the girl, she doesn't really look like her.
No. And, like, someone put her face into, like, AI generation, and it was, like a lot. Like,
the
it was,
exact
like,
same 90, face.
95% chance this person is AI or something. I don't know. TikTok's crazy.
Is crazy.
Yeah, so maybe this lady saw an alien accidentally portal onto the airplane, and it was the same freaking alien. It was the same alien that freaking accidentally portaled to Miami. Yeah. He portaled onto that airplane. This alien. Yeah, he's a mess. This freaking guy. But yeah, they said they like coming in and out, and they were like hopping from one place to the other and disappearing. I'm like, oh god. But they didn't want to hurt anybody, which makes me happy.
You know, they were just observing, and then I guess you know, they didn't have, like, legs or no, they had legs. They didn't have feet or, like, arms, so they were, like, gliding.
Yeah.
Which I if I saw that, so everyone's saying it's, like, a huge dark shadow. You could see their face, big eyes, small mouth. They're just staring at you, and they're gliding.
Oh, I'd be
what the fuck would you do?
I wouldn't be like, let me get my phone out.
I feel like I would be in a psych ward, because that just, like, changes your whole life of, like, what you believe in and what you're living for. And, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just what is my purpose? What is...
Yeah. Like, some of the eyewitnesses are saying, like, they needed a couple days before they can come out and, like, talk about it, because they're, like, trying to comprehend what the frig they just saw, which I believe. Like, you're probably, like, sitting in your house, like, what the frig
just happened? That's why supposedly the aliens know that we're not ready, because we can't comprehend, like, what exactly life is. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you think about it, if you really think about it, we're like Whoville. We're a speck on a snowflake in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you really think about it. And it can give you anxiety. But, I think in 2024, the aliens are coming. And they're going to be fun, nice aliens. And they're going to help us.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to be fun and nice. I mean, I hope so.
Well, the meatball ones are going to be.
Well, yeah, the one that messed up the coordinates. Or do you think it could be they... Maybe the veil is just coming down, and these aliens are just have always been coexisting with us.
Oh, 100%.
You know, maybe
they've been watching us forever. Mm-hmm.
Because people are starting to wake up and like realize like what's really going on in this world. So they're like, oh, like the veil that separates us from them is just like so thin that people were accidentally seeing them, and they were probably just walking around like, oh, you know what? I'm just walking around shopping in the mall on my side of the dimension, and then we're seeing them. Maybe that was something too, instead of the coordinates. I don't know.
Well, supposedly if we all open our third eye and we meditate more, because it's all about meditation and like telepathy and everything, then we'll see them a lot more. But we're so closed off, and like nobody has their third eye open, that you don't see them.
Well,
but
now
they're there.
I feel like my third eye is open. I like go to the bathroom at night and I look out my window and I have to shut the shades because I'm scared.
No, yeah, you're me. My third eye's been open for like 6 years now. And at night, I cannot have my window open because I feel like they're staring at me. So I have all my blinds closed at night. Like, I don't want to see outside at all.
Like, my window was open last night like the shades, and I like went to the bathroom and I looked outside and I was like, imagine if I saw something right now, I don't even know what I would do. And then I like got myself nervous and I like turned around and then I was like, oh my God, is somebody in here? And then I shut the shades. Like, I'm like five. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And
no,
then
yeah, I, you would see like, something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like my, one of my biggest fears is looking out my window and like just seeing someone out there or a zombie or like, and like, what would I do?
No, yeah, I'm scared I'm going to see it like an actual alien, like in the trees, like crouched down with their big ass eyes. Like, no, thank you.
And then like, you know, if that shit happens, we have to be like brave because our kids are going to be scared. So we have to be the ones that aren't scared. So you have to be like, okay, we got this.
Oh, I know.
And really, in my head, I'm going to be like, yeah, holy freaking crap. How do I handle this?
I think when it happens, I'll be brave because I know, oh my God, Rocky's crying.
Oh no, I know. I love you too. I know for my kids, I'm going to be strong as fuck. So I'm like not even concerned about that. And oh, I'm yeah, ready. And then, you know what else I was thinking about with this alien stuff? Do you remember that family in Vegas that basically so they explained them the same way, like 8 to 10 foot creatures mm-hmm. in their backyard?
Yeah.
And the cops saw something like fall from the sky that night and then went.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I truly think that those like, and that little boy that went to TikTok and he put out an entire thing about them and all of a sudden they disappeared. Like that house is now vacant. They don't live there anymore. No one knows where they went. Like, are they in witness protection? Did they kill them off? Like, where did that family
go? I definitely
go?
Think they were taken because they said so much about it. And it was like, I think they gave too much information. And right when it happened, there was like 10 SUVs at their house. The men in black yeah. showed up. Like, no, it's like no joke.
Yeah. Because that family literally.
They disappeared.
Explained exactly what everybody saw in Miami. 8 to 10 foot creatures. So these things are freaking tall.
Oh, yeah. So there's different species. So you have the tall ones, you have the tall grays, you have the short grays, you have the reptilians, you have the blondes. There's like
I don't know all of that.
Oh yeah, there's at least 6 species of aliens here.
And then you, so Nicole is very into aliens. Like she knows all about them. I'm just new to this show. But she sent me something yesterday that I was like, oh my. So I've been following stuff on TikTok about horoscopes because I just found out Pluto is leaving Capricorn, which I'm like, what does that mean for me? Because I'm a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. So I keep seeing like, oh, this is the year of Aquarius. Like, you know, Pluto's leaving Capricorn, but the moon is going to Aquarius or whatever. I don't know what that means. But you had sent me something about the aliens are going to come in like the moon of Aquarius, which is this year.
This year. Yep.
So explain to them the video because I'm sure half of them haven't seen it.
Well, the fact that I haven't seen it and I just sent it to Dee, I was like, holy shit. I literally lost sleep at night because of it. But this happened in like 1977. It was on the British news. And I'm surprised like no one talks about this because this is crazy. But like people remember when it did happen and they were like, yes, this is real. I was watching, you know, the news with my mom and this happened. It was like a 6-minute thing. So the aliens literally took over the news. Like the guy was talking on the news and then you see the TV like start to like buffer or whatever. And then you don't hear the guy, but you hear the scary voice. It literally sounds like it's out of like a sci-fi movie. And it's
creepy.
It's this guy called Vrilon and he's from like the Star Galactic, you know, Federation or whatever they call it. And he's basically saying in the future, which is basically now, like 2024, you guys are going to destroy yourselves and the planet with the weapons that you're using. He was like, you have to spread the word now, and this is 1977, you have to spread the word now that we can't use weapons, destroy all the weapons, you have to you know, there shouldn't be any war. Everybody should just like be filled with love and compassion, because that's how these aliens are. That's why they're nice, because they're all about love and all this shit. So they were warning us in 1977 that we are going to ruin our planet, ruin our species, and they're going to have to come and step in and help us. And it's right now. He was talking about this year.
Yeah. And they said we will be there the year of Aquarius. And
which is right now, bitches.
Year of Aquarius, people. Get your shit together.
I literally just got chills.
But it seems like if it's those aliens, because you just named like 1,200 aliens, so hopefully it's those freaking aliens.
Well,
coming.
Yeah, they're all together. Yeah.
Oh, all those aliens are together?
Yeah, it's like a council. So they're all on a council to watch over Earth because they want to protect the planet and they want to protect us.
Well, I hope they come soon, because there's earthquakes all over the freaking place. California's flooding. Like, what in the world is happening in California?
Well,
like,
we're destroying the planet.
Like, the Earth clearly needs help. I'm, like, also down a rabbit hole of, like, water and waves.
Crazy. Waves? Like tsunamis?
Yeah.
Are the mermaids coming?
I'm not there. So talking about Antarctica, I think the aliens decided to, you know, take station in Antarctica, because do you know how hard it is to freaking get there?
Oh yeah, that's why they're there. They have a huge like spacecraft under the ice.
Yeah, it is really hard to get there. Like, so there's this, basically Drake's Passage is just like really, really crazy water. Like, so many people die trying to go to Antarctica because it's like their ships have sunk. So no wonder they went there. You have to look into the freaking Drake's Passage. It's crazy out there.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a little about it.
Yeah. So wild. I'm like down a rabbit hole with that. But freaking California, they're having like tsunamis over there. Like, what's happening?
Well, yeah, that. And then, I mean, Jersey's not great right now. We had floods. We had an emergency, state of emergency yesterday. And today there's like a hurricane outside. It's just, I'm telling you right now, I don't like.
Our planet is.
2024 is scaring me. It's stressing me out.
The planet is sick. I feel.
Yeah. So meatballs, spread the love, start meditating, open your third eye. So we are all prepared and ready and we're safe and we're not in danger. And I'm just like so stressed out about everything, but like not even like, you know, stressing out about aliens and like this year and like the weather and everything. But just like life in general, of like, you know, just mommy duties and work and all that stuff, like stressing out, trying to get my Long Island location open, still not open. I still want to do my Nashville space. So we have to go back to Nashville, D. And then we start filming soon again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So just came out. We just got picked up for season 7, which we've actually been filming. And yeah, it airs in February. I forgot the exact date, but it airs in February, the first half of season 7, which I think you guys are going to like. I think it was pretty good season.
Oh, it was a good one. It was a really good one, actually.
I had a lot of fun.
Same.
But yeah, we start filming again. Like, we had a little break, which I had such an amazing break, honestly. Like, I did so much fun stuff with the kids. The holidays were amazing. I really, truly, like, loved it. Had a lot of parties. New Year's Eve was sick. We had a great time.
Oh, that
time.
Looked so fun. And your dress was so cute.
Thanks. I got it from Amazon.
Of course. We love Amazon.
We love Amazon.
Like, literally all of our outfits we wear on the show were from Amazon.
It's like $20 from Amazon.
Yeah, like a $25 romper. I love it.
Yeah. Same. But yeah, so I had a great, great break. And now I'm ready to start filming again.
Yeah, New Year's, I actually made it. I made it till the ball drop, and I was drinking, and I had a nice time. And my mom came over, which was nice, because my mom was never over for New Year's.
Oh, good.
So yeah, it was nice to be able to like do bowling. We were with the kids, and then we watched the ball drop, and it was nice. So the holidays were amazing. My decorations are still up. I still have to take them down.
Oh, mine are too. I'm like, I'm giving myself this week because it's my birthday week.
Oh, yeah, your birthday's this weekend.
Yes, and then CJ just turned 5 this past weekend. It's been crazy.
Oh, D, I'm telling you right now. Now that he's 5, he's you're gonna blink and he's gonna be 11. Once they hit 5, it's over.
I know, I can't.
I know.
He had a great birthday, though. He said it was, like, one of his favorite birthdays because we went to this really fun place.
Oh, it looks so cute.
All of his friends came, and then we had, like, a little after party with his friends here for a movie night. So he had a really fun birthday, but I can't believe he's five. I'm, like, I'm stressed. I'm, like, why are you five? How did the time fly?
Yeah, it's over now.
Well, I think I also am down a freaking TikTok thing where the time is going faster now.
I mean, yes, and it is, because we were just talking about how time is flying. The holidays are already over. We're already in the new year. Like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah. I truly feel like the earth is spinning faster or something.
Yeah, our dimensions all fucked up.
I feel like, yeah, the dimensions are a mess. Something's going on. They've also been working on this thing, the CERN, also in Switzerland, which is like they're trying to open dimensions and open portals and shit. They probably fucked up our atmosphere over here.
Oh, they did, for sure.
So I feel like our time is moving faster. I really do. I feel it in my bones. Our time is moving faster. I don't know where the time is going, but I can't believe CJ is five. So, but he had a great birthday. And then my birthday is Friday.
Wait, so are you 37 or 38?
I'm 37. Calm down.
I was going to say, woof.
Shut up. You're 1 year behind.
I don't care. I'm still young.
Oh, shut up.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Wait, so what's your plans? You know what? I always wanted to go to that place that you always go to for, like, your friend's stuff. It's, like, on a Sunday, and it's literally, like, a party.
Asbury Ale House?
I think so. You go every time, and it's just, like, a club.
No, I only went there once.
Oh, I feel like you went there, like, twice.
No, yeah, I only went there once, but it is a lot of fun. I actually am doing, so it's on my birthday. All I want is... I'm doing a 90-minute Swedish massage at this little cute, like, it's like a hidden gem in my town, and they give such amazing massages.
Wait, what's a Swedish massage?
It's, like, not one that's, I don't like deep tissue because it hurts sometimes.
Yeah,
so it's, like, more just, like, relaxing. So I'm going to do a Swedish massage, 90 minutes,
ooh.
And then, this, you're going to love this. I want to go to, all I want is me and my boys to go to Red Lobster.
Oh, why am I not surprised?
I love Red Lobster.
I cannot.
I know. Everybody's like, why Red Lobster? I'm like, because I love Red Lobster. The cheese biscuits. It's like the only seafood I really like, but it's like candy seafood. It's so freaking good. I'm going to get coconut shrimps. I'm like pumped for it.
Okay, so I like coconut shrimp. That's the only like fish that I'll eat.
Yeah, so you would love Red Lobster.
I've never been.
People sleep on Red Lobster. Let me tell you, people sleep on Red Lobster. Red Lobster is like the freaking best restaurant. So yeah, that's all I want for my birthday. Is a 90.
The best restaurant.
It is.
Shout out to Red Lobster.
Yeah, I love it. I will promote Red Lobster till the day I die. But yeah, 90-minute massage and Red Lobster with Chris and the boys. And then Saturday, me and Chris are going like on a date night.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So I'm very excited for my birthday. Not doing anything crazy, but I'm like pumped.
Well, happy birthday, Tina. We love you.
Thanks. I'm going to be 37.
Oh, you're such an old lady.
I know. We're, like I said, where's this time going?
I mean, we're going to blink and be 90.
Like, because the earth is going faster, I swear.
Well, this weekend, I have to go to Indianapolis because Giovanna has a huge cheer competition. So I just feel like I'm always traveling with cheer. And then if I'm not traveling with cheer, we're going to start traveling with, you know, filming and stuff. So I'm really excited for this weekend. You know, I just love being a cheer mom. I just love all of it. I feel like I'm back as a cheerleader. Giovanna's fucking crushing it. So watch my stories. I will be getting her ready to cheer. She's up against like the best teams in the country, and I can't freaking wait.
Yeah, she is so good.
So good.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to be a busy weekend for you too.
Yeah. So happy weekend. Happy 2024. It's very eventful, and I'm just glad that, you know what? I'm glad that we're back doing the episodes, because I wanted to do it last week. So I missed you.
I know. I missed you too.
I was like, I haven't seen her.
I know. I'm happy we're back, meatballs, even though they're like, they feel doomed after this one.
Oh, I know. They're like, these meatballs are crazy. But we're just warning you to let you know.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I mean, listen, you should always be prepared. Always.
Oh, amen.
Better to be paranoid and prepared than lazy and left. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you're dead.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question, do you know stuff about like astrology?
A little bit, but I'm not really like a full-blown astrology person.
I'm like really trying to figure out what it means for me with Pluto leaving Capricorn. Is that good? I think it's good.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that much to know.
Well, meatballs, can you message me and let me know, what does it mean that freaking Pluto is leaving Capricorn? I have no idea what it means, and I keep trying to figure it out, and I just don't understand it. Am I happy about it? I don't know.
I know, like, how's my mood going to be? Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Like, what in the world? Wait, and then did you also see the fish coming to all the fish came to, like, the land somewhere.
Oh, so that's in the Bible. That means Jesus is coming, and it's the end of the world.
Well, honestly,
that's what that means.
That there's going to be a rapture. I'm all over the place, meatballs.
Well, I feel like we would be okay because we love Jesus and believe in God. So I think we would be saved.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, God, as long as me and my family all come up together, I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we're all going to rise into the heavens. And then Crystal, God will say, I made aliens as well.
Probably. I don't know. Chris told me I have to get off TikTok. He said it's time.
No. I'm like, okay. Let's stay on TikTok. We need to educate ourselves, even if we are like crazy birds.
Well, that's what I feel. I feel like TikTok is opening up. You know what it is? Chris is, love you, Chris, but he's like a little closed-minded sometimes. Because I'm
So is Gianni. Are you kidding? Gianni's the same way.
He's like, Dina, you really think there was aliens over there in Miami? It was a terrorist threat. And I'm like, he was like, it's a terrorist threat. That's why there were so many. I'm like, Chris. I was like, Chris, that's fine. You could believe that. But you have to wake up because these aliens are coming and you're not going to be prepared for it.
Yeah, well, like, Gianni doesn't believe in aliens at all. He's like, Gianni's the type of person that like needs proof. Like he needs to see it with his own eyes. I think it's like the men.
Chris, too.
Proof or it's like, not real. Okay. I'll give you a freaking proof and there's an alien probe in your asshole.
Yeah. He goes, I need pictures. I need a video. I need actual proof that there's an alien before I believe it. I'm like, Chris, there was aliens in Miami. He's like, okay, Dina. I'm like, yes.
Whatever.
Whatever. I got my family prepared. Chris is going to be happy. Same. Just like he was during COVID when I got prepared for that.
So welcome to 2024, meatballs. Let's get to fan questions because I think we did a lot of conspiracies today.
Yeah, they're probably like, oh my God, the meatballs are giving me stress.
Oh, this is a good one. So this is from Dakota N from Sacramento. She said, if you were in a zombie apocalypse, yes, bitch, how many confirmed kills would you have until you got taken down? I would never get taken down. I would be Michonne. I would be chopping zombies' heads off. Like, I'm ready to freaking kill to save my family.
Yeah, you would be. You would be great. I think that,
you too, though.
I think I would too. I'm sorry. Do you hear Cameron? He's just.
It is what it is.
Yeah, he wants me
this
to
is life.
Open his door.
I think the meatballs would kill a herd of zombies easily.
Yeah, I think that I would do freaking amazing during. I think during any apocalypse, I would be nervous, but I would freaking do anything to protect my family.
You would kill it. Imagine the boys run away scared, and then we're just chopping zombies up.
Be like, just stay over there.
Just hold the kids. We got this.
Cameron will be over there chopping zombies too. He's a
psychopath.
Yeah,
Angela will be pushing them and biting them.
Yeah. Let's see. If you were an animal sent to slaughter.
Oh my God.
If you were an animal sent to slaughter, what kind of food would you want to become?
Oh, damn. Whoa. Jessica, are you okay?
Jessica
girl?
Martinez from Charleston, South Carolina.
Jess, are you good?
Wow. I thought that we were dark.
What kind of food would you want to become? I think I would want to be like a yummy ravioli.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
What kind of food would you want to become? I would want to become a ravioli.
Why not a meatball?
A meatball ravioli.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I would want to be a meatball.
Like a legit meatball.
With like breadcrumb and like all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would want to be really yummy.
Yeah, something like delish. Like in a nice baked ziti.
Oh, see? We would be a pasta dish for sure.
Yeah, we would just be fat.
This is from Brooke from Massachusetts. How do you guys feel about karma being torn down? What are your favorite memories and worst memories that are love you meatballs? So when I first heard about karma, I was like, oh, like it's about time. Like it's, you know, it looks terrible. Looks like a haunted mansion. Like just take it down. Like aesthetically, it's not pretty. But then when I actually watched it being torn down, I like got into my feels a little bit. I was like, this is really sad.
I don't know. It didn't really bother me too much. It's like, whatever.
Oh my God. No, when I saw it being torn down, that made me a little upset.
Yeah, I guess I just, I mean, I had good memories there, you know? I think it's just been so long that I'm like, eh. Like you said, I'm like, it didn't really like affect me as much as like, I guess it affected some of us.
Yeah, I thought it was really sad, and I wish, like, we all, like, chipped in to buy it, and then it would be, like, the Jersey Shore Club, but we just never got around to it. So, they wanted to tear it down forever because they want to put, like, condos and shit. So, RIP to Karma. We're going to miss you. A ton of freaking memories there. That's where I met Gianni. I think that's why I got into my feels, because that's like where I met my husband. That's how I started my family. Like, if it wasn't for karma, I wouldn't have my life.
Yeah, that's so true. I forgot. That is where you met.
I know. What a sin.
That is where you met your Gianni. But it's okay. You know what? We had such great memories there. One of my favorites was probably, remember when we threw the boys' birthday party?
Oh my God,
there?
Yes. That was so much fun.
That was so much fun. It was like,
strippers.
We just got back from Italy. Yeah, we had like the cake and the strippers and we put them in wheelchairs.
I can't. We were wheeling them around because they were old. I can't. And we got them canes.
But like now look at us. Now I'm like, they were like, we put them in wheelchairs at like 30. I'm like,
I know. I'm serious? Like, cool. Look at us now.
I can't. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so that was probably one of my favorite memories. We had a good time there.
Hi, meatballs. I'm Bree from Chicago. Love you both. And Jersey Shore, my question is, if you could pick two different edible liquids to come out of your nipples, what would they be?
Oh my God. These questions are funny.
I like
them. Meatballs, keep sending these weird ass questions. These are fun.
If you could have two liquids coming out of your nipples, I would definitely do a wine.
Oh.
Can you imagine you just drink wine all day out of your boobs?
Yeah.
I would do a wine and then maybe like a lemonade or something very refreshing.
Ooh, you know what I would do? A fresh squeezed lemonade like you get from the fit, like a county fair.
Oh, you know what? I would do orange juice. Fresh squeezed orange juice coming out of my boobs.
Yeah. I'm not a big juice fan.
Oh, I love chugging orange juice.
Or do you get one? Or do I put something in there that like Chris would like, you know?
Oh, yeah, because he's stuck in your boob.
<I know. laughs>
Oh, I know. I would do iced tea.
Nice whiskey.
Yeah, I would do a twisted tea because Gianni would suck my boobs all day.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know. I guess for myself, I would do a wine or a lemonade. And for Chris, I would do Pepsi because he's a big Pepsi fan.
Ooh.
Or a nice whiskey.
Can you imagine? You could just squirt it.
Like, babe, you thirsty?
Yeah, come over here.
I can't. Well, here, we could do one more because I feel like this just fits our thing. If you were an alien, what would you look like?
Ooh. So I want to, have the big eyes, the grays. I want to have the big eyes, but I want hair. Like, I want to be able to, have hair. And I want ears because I want to wear earrings. So I would look like a gray, but have have eyelashes, pretty eyelashes, long hair, and then ears so I can wear earrings.
Well, one thing, I wouldn't want to be as tall. I wouldn't want to be that tall. Like 8 to 10 feet.
You
want to
be tall and lengthy? We can literally touch buildings.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, I want to be tall.
I would like something that I could why do I need to climb buildings if I could teleport to buildings, you know? I'd want to be a nice 5'6" with curves.
Aliens don't have curves. They're literally sticks.
Well, no. Am I making up my own alien?
Yeah. So you'll be a gray with curves?
Yeah, and big eyes with big eyelashes.
Yeah, keep the eyes with the eyelashes.
Yeah. I feel like I would want to be a cute alien.
Yeah, I just want some beauty to me.
Yeah, so I'd be a curvy, medium-sized alien with pretty eyes.
I'd be a tall, lashy alien with a poof.
Ooh, you're going to keep poof. All right.
Can you imagine? And everyone would know it's me.
Oh, my God. And I would teleport. I would be a teleporting alien.
Yeah, I want to fly the ships and, talk telepathically to everyone.
All right. So, listen, I probably should get going because he's losing his shit.
All right, well, I'm so excited for the new year, even though it might be a little scary, but I'm excited the podcast is back. And we did it, meatballs. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, and I'll let you know how my red lobster was, and it'll be a good time.
Freak. All right, so if you guys want to leave us questions or ask us advice, you can text us or leave a voicemail for us at 732-508-7952.
Bye, meatball. Let's go get sauce. We'll